Reverend Tommy Mounts.
God never called men to be great. He only called them to follow Him. He simply said, follow me.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy.
Well, the good times I remember with my pop back many, many years ago. One day we were walking down through the field. Pap looked over at me, and with tears running down his cheek, here's what he had to say as he spoke very gently to me. I am growing tired, feeling kind of weary. Just can't climb these hillsides like I used to do. I'm sure you'll understand I must go on. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I'll be waiting there at supper time. That's me now prepared. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. It's always hard when we lose a loved one. Oh, how sad to know that their time has come to leave. But I'm sure you'll understand we must go on. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you. I will look for you at supper time. It's me now prepared. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I will look for you at supper time. It's me now prepared. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home. I'll wait for you there.
The old house I'm living in, well, it's need repair. The windows and the shutters letting in the cold, cold air. Well, I say to myself, I need to fix them. When I can get sometime, been getting lately is leaving on my mind. Lately, all I've got is leaving on my mind. You know, it seems that's all I've been thinking about most of the time. How that soon and very soon I'll leave this whole world, oh, so far behind. And lately I've got leaving all. You know, so many people, they say, why don't you get out of there and go find you a better place to live? Oh, but I just can't seem to get excited about this old world and what it's got to give. I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitary dime. Oh, what good would a world do me with this leaving all my mind? Lately, all I've got is leaving all. You know, that's all that I've been thinking about most of the time. How that soon and very soon I'll leave this whole world so far behind. And lately I've got me found. And lately I've got leaving all my mind.
To 2 Timothy, Paul is speaking to the young man, which he called many times son, and he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. You know, a lot of folks have got the wrong concept about the preacher. A lot of folks think the preacher, all he's called for is to marry, to bury, and to visit. But they don't realize that when you are called to preach the gospel, that is the highest calling that you can receive. You notice here that Paul is saying, it's not I that called you. He said, I charge thee therefore before God. I'm going to have to give an account to God. Every word, every deed, every message that I do, I'm going to have to give an account for it. The Bible said, if we see the wicked sin and fail to tell them, then their blood will be required at our hand. You see, the Bible teaches that the prophet was not liked in his day because he was called of God. He was called of God, given a message of God, and it was a message that was to warn the people. So the preacher today, you take him too lightly. Maybe you look at him as just a man. He is just a man, but always remember, he is called by the divine
providence of God. God has laid his hand upon him and give him a message that he might go forth and tell the people. But notice that the Bible said the message must be that he will judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. As it was in the days of Noah, Jesus said, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. We are more unconcerned today than we ever have been in the history of mankind. One of the biggest downfalls of the preacher is preaching the gospel today to ears that seem to be stopped. People today do not want to hear the gospel. I've made the statement so many times, it's dead preachers preaching dead sermons to dead congregations. And then we think about the burnout people. People are burnt out. They've heard the gospel. They've heard it preached and preached, but the Bible said, since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were. And today, the preacher is called to preach the Word of God. Preach the Word, Paul said, be instant in season and out of season. And today, there is nothing any greater than the Word of God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces and cuts coming and going. It takes us away from our sins and brings us close to God. The Word of God is more powerful than anything that I've ever spoke in my vocabulary is to speak the Word of God, because God speaks through man. He speaks to the heart of man. He speaks to the soul of man, and tells him to preach the Word of God, the good news of the kingdom. Every choir should be singing it. Every preacher should be preaching it. Every church should be programmed to preach the cross of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I mean to know nothing among you except Jesus and him crucified. That is the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said to reprove and to rebuke with all long suffering, and to exhort in the Word of God. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And that day is here today. Men want to live for God. They want to go to heaven, but they want to live their way. They want to be very religious, but they don't want to be converted. Oh, they belong to God through religion, but they don't belong to God through salvation. You see, you can belong to the church, but never belong to God. You can be have a member of a church and never be a member of the family of God. And that day is upon us today. Men no longer want to hear the sound gospel of Jesus Christ. I've had so many people to say to me, boy, you were really wound up this Sunday. And one lady particularly said, do you have to spit it out so fast and so loud? Friends, listen, we've got to do it the way that God calls us. God called us to rebuke and reprove and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. The Bible is the doctrine, the doctor of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord. That is the entire message of the Bible, telling about Jesus coming, Jesus dying, and Jesus resurrecting. And Jesus said, because I live, you shall live also. So today, men do not want to live under the sound doctrines of the cross. I love the gospel. I love the doctrines of Christ. The doctrines of Christ will not hurt you. They will help you. The commandments of God, they are to help you. They're not grievous upon us. God does not put them upon us as a yoke. God puts them upon us that we may learn of him, that we may walk in his statutes and keep his commandments. But after they will walk after their own lust, and they shall heap to themselves teachers. And today, men are lusting for many different things. They're lusting for power. They're lusting for greed and money and many different things. But today, our hearts should be fashioned and focused upon God. They shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And today, it's just like that. We don't want you to preach the gospel. We just want you to bury and to marry and to baptize. Other than that, we'll live our own life. They do not want to hear the sound gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Be careful, very careful today, because Paul, time and time again, he says that we must endure as good soldiers. And today it's hard in this day and time to stand for Christ. There is so many things going on, and there's so much that's happening, and it takes our mind and our heart away from the thing that God is really calling us to. But God is calling us to a life of dedication. God is calling us to a heart that needs to be sound and a soul that needs to be fashioned after the cross of Jesus Christ. So Paul says to Timothy, I charge thee therefore before God. We're going to stand before God one day, and we'll have to give an account of every deed done in this body, everything, every word that we've said, every word that we've spoken. It is written in heaven, and the Bible said the books shall be opened, and brother, our name must be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You remember the old song I used to sing several years back, please search the book again. I went to church on Sunday, but I never knelt to pray. Sir, the Bible said every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. I'd rather confess Christ now than to stand in the judgment without a case to be defended by the cross of Calvary. You see, Jesus stands there for me. My sins have been forgiven. He has paid the price that I could not pay. He gave his life that I could have life and have it more abundantly.
I have heard once the bird has a broken wing. It will never fly higher anymore. Let me tell you what I know. That's not always so. For once I lay helpless and so, I fell from above like a wounded dove, with no hope of ever climbing again. But with grace from above and God's marvelous love, I'm flying higher than I've ever been. I can see heaven though I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Well, I feel by the way life's wounded prey, and oh Satan, like a vulture, swept low. In my darkest hour, he came to devour what was left of my dying soul. As low as I could get, but God not finished yet. He seemed more good than I had ever saw in me. Now I live above the doubt, so high in the clouds that I can't see the top of. I'm higher
sins. There he goes, can't show. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. There he goes, can't go. I can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been.
When you finally make your entrance to that city, the jasper walls and bright golden avenue, as you behold all its beauty and its splendor, when you finally make your entrance to the city, jasper walls and bright golden avenue, as you behold all its beauty and its splendor. Remember there's just one request I beg of you. Look for me, for I will be there. I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much to after you've been there 10,000 years on beyond, maybe to look for me, for I will be there too.
As you go down your list of verse, there's no question. You want to see your loved ones waiting there for you. And when you feel you've shared your story with the last one that wants to hear you tell just how you made it through, I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much to do after you've been there 10,000 years, a million, maybe two. Look for me, for I will be
A boy grew up in Nazareth, known throughout the land. Well, he had a way of doing things crafted with his hand. Folks came from near and far, heard his work was good. One day he would be known as the master of the wood. By the time that he was 30, doing everything he done, everyone who knew him knew he was the Father's son. He carved his way through all mankind every way he could. Soon he would be known as the master of the world.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Fox 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Madams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is truly my humble prayer.
The master of the world.